Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RBR Network. Glad to have you joining us this evening. And we're located out of Memphis, Tennessee, but I'm in Redmond, Washington. Anyway, just wanted you to know that anyone can access this show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's /Renford. Live, or by going to the archives, which is really the on-demand section, and that's available shortly after the show finishes. Now, if you're not online, you have someone who wants to hear the show, you can call in to 347-838-9142. If you want to ask a question, use the same number, 347-838-9142, and Annie, the moderator, will get you in. Well, tonight, our special guest is Jackie Boyd. She is a quantum mystic, and she's been on the show many times, and so we're always so excited when she's back again. But before I share Jackie with all of you, I want to tell you about what goes on all week long on the network. We have my show is always on Monday. That's 6:30 in the evening at Central Standard Time. Tuesday's The I Am Well Show is at 8 p.m. The Night Search Show is at 9:30 p.m. on Tuesday. Now, this is all Central Standard Time. Wednesday is The No Show at 7. The Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program is at 8:30 p.m. And then Thursday is the Progressive News Weekly, and that's at 5:30. Friday is the Searchers Roadmap Show. That's at 1 p.m. And then the Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m. Saturday is Soul Town, The Sound of Music. That's at 3 p.m. Sunday is the Dream Vision 7 show, and that's at 3 p.m. So now you know everything that's on our list for the week. And please check in with these different shows and see if there might be something or that you'd be interested in. And I know you'll enjoy it. We have some great people that are doing the shows right now. Well, I want to tell you about Jackie Boyd. I've known Jackie for 4 years now. It's so exciting. And I just love it when she gets on the show. She started talking to us a long time ago about sacred geometry, simple sacred geometry, and came to Memphis and taught a class there when I was living there, and we just learned so much from her. Every time she's on the show, though, it's great. It's positive. She's up. She's, you know, knows what's in the know. And she has a really wonderful, unique ability to access the spiritual and physical realm at the same time. Jackie is able to work with ascended masters, teachers, angels, spirit guides, the White Brotherhood. She's just connected to all of them. And she will be sharing the latest healing techniques from around the world and more. But this evening, she's going to be talking to us about Energy X. And it is a new energy that's coming to the planet. So let me bring Jackie in. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Pam. How are you?
Fantastic.
Welcome.
Now that you're here. Yes. Everything's
okay.
Great on my end. Can you hear me fine?
Good.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Well, good. Now everybody knows we're live for sure.
We're on. This is it. The real deal. They got us.
Really?
So you're going to tell us about this Energy X, this energy that's coming to our planet. You said this was... And also you're going to share some stuff from the Ozark Research Institute, learning and, I guess, teaching too.
Right. We had a four-day intensive over the last weekend and we weekend before last. And we, it was so exciting. You know, all the things we heard, Pam, back in the 1900s when we woke up is here. It is. I saw it. I really, really saw it. There is now a computer program available that you type in your name, your birth date, meaning the month and the date, not the year, and where you were born. And this computer pulls up your information, and then it starts diagnosing you and telling you what is the root cause going on in your body of where it is. And then this computer will, if you are, the best way to explain this is it's taken radionics. That was where we took a little, some little very basic instruments and put somebody's name on it, and we would broadcast an intention to that person for healing or restoration or whatever they were requesting. And now the computer, they've been able to connect the computer to it, and the computer can even send out corrections for you or energy patterns to help you. You know, like you could be broadcast to for 20 minutes, 30 days in a row, or, you know, whatever your timeline or your time space could be. And the computer, once it gets your name and what's going on, and the person operating the computer sets the correction, then the correction starts broadcasting to you. And these were told to us, these things, back in the 70s when I woke up. We heard, oh, one of these days there's going to be a computer, and you can put a drop of blood on a computer screen that looks like your cell phone now, and it will diagnose everything that's coming, all propensities that you might plug into that you don't want to be plugged into, how to avoid certain things by diet, nutrition, different things like that, and so that you can have optimum, you can just feel good all the time. It's really here, and it's not in a pill. You know, we're working with intention. We're working with the energy of broadcasting energy. Everything is energy here anyway. So that's what we have to work with. And soon, hopefully soon, we got information that there would be like 100 clinics opening up the West Coast and into Colorado to be able to diagnose you like that and to plug you into naturopathic remedies, different maybe trace minerals or different things that you need, and you can start implementing that in your body so that we can start using and live longer like we were designed to do, like the body was designed to do. I find all that extremely gratifying, because I know that was on my bucket list about things to change. I wanted to change the way people perceived medicine and how to get well. And these clinics are going to be manned by doctors that are already on board, that are enlightened out of the medical field, that are ready to move this way and are, you know, are on board. So all of these things that we've been told were going to come, they're here now. We don't have to wait. And the big energy that's coming in 1983, NASA told us that Planet X was speeding towards the Earth and we were going to take a direct hit. Well, that was in 1983. Today they know that it's not a planet, that it's an energy. And if you believe that the planet and all the people on it are ascending or have ascended or wherever you think you are in that matrix, then that will lead us into more optimal living. And, you know, we think that the end is going to be when there's peace on Earth, but actually when there is peace on Earth and nobody picks up a rock and throws it at anybody else, that's when the real work is going to start. Because once that vibration is off the planet, then all of the esoteric things that we've been seeing, that we've been told, the Age of Enlightenment, the Golden Age, and all that stuff, that is being seeded in right now. That's where we are. And this big energy that's coming to the planet, there are people that subscribe to the idea that the planet was started from the Pleiades, and that it was a bridge to the planet Earth from the Pleiades to really have a golden age come about, where everybody's highest and best interest will be activated. And if you, I see that there will be projects all over the world that people are going to want to be doing, and if you have insight into that project, or you have information, or you have past life information, then you could go and join that project and bring it through to completion faster. And it's just so exciting to me that this energy is coming, and it's an energy that has never been on planet Earth before, and it is a benevolent energy. There are people that are gathering in groups all over the planet the 27th and the 28th of this month, because that's when it's supposed to come in. So, but I know that those of us that are real sensitive have already been picking up differences in energy, like some places are happier now. Some places are darker right now. But it's all because everybody's changing. This is the age of consciousness. Not the new world, not the new age, not the golden enlightenment. This is the age of consciousness, so that everybody here, the energy is here for everybody's state of consciousness to rise and have more benevolent thoughts towards each other, towards our differences, realizing that our differences are beautiful, and the most important thing you can do is to be yourself. And then, you know, eventually we will get around to seeing the things that we do alike, just like the same stories are in all of the great religions that are on the planet right now. You know, they have floods here, and they have this here and that here. And it's themes that are reoccurring in all of the religions, and we need to start realizing that it is in our highest and best interest to work together. We are all here to grow and improve, always improvement. So the most exciting thing that time is now. Things are happening now on a great scale, and this starting to be leaked out. And there's also thoughts are that planet Earth is encoded with certain benevolent energy capsules that will, new information will be revealed on the planet that hasn't been opened up before, because the energy is different. And it's a higher vibration. And all of this, we're all going to be our best selves. And, you know, the most important thing to bring that about, Pam, is to love who you are. You know, instead of being the bully in your head, you need to become the lover in your heart. That's how we're going to make all of these changes, is to work with the energy, know when it comes in, when it's changing, how to optimize it, how to be ready with it, that kind of stuff. Did you think of any questions, Pam?
Well, I'm just loving what you're sharing. I guess I'm thinking about when this energy comes in, and it is, well, you know, I know I've been hearing for a long time that this is coming, and that, so now you're saying, well, it's here, and it's toward the end of this month that this energy is going to be the closest to our planet. Is that it, or we're just being sent energy from this
The energy is coming to the planet. Yeah, that's the way I understand it, is that the energy is on its way. It's coming. We can't stop it. We don't want to stop it. And the most important thing is to not go to fear. We've all been raised in fear. And that vibration is leaving because we are getting more information all the time. Astronomers have been watching this energy come in for a long, long time, I think since the 60s. NASA didn't identify it for us until the 80s. But, you know, we never get more than 3 to 5% of any information of anything going on the planet at any given time, as there's so many factions that want to control and want to maintain our patterns with them, and maybe we don't want to keep those patterns any longer. So,
well, I understand that. And one thing, though, you did say, which I wanted to ask you about, okay, we have to learn to love ourselves. I mean, this is all I've been hearing for several years. How do you love you? How do you keep enough love in you to, well, just to attract what you want, you know? But I do know that when you're not programmed to love yourself, and I don't know, will you think that will just kind of automatically happen, that we'll just all start loving who we are and what we're about, or that we'll figure that
out? Well, you
know,
it's the 100 monkey syndrome. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, when enough people really start loving who they are and denying that they are a worm or they're flawed or that they can't do things because of their economic structure or their education or they're too old or they're too young. And, you know, not too long ago, several years ago anyway, we had a 15-year-old that figured out how to start eating the garbage in the planet. Something he devised to start eating plastic. All this
really?
Plastic that's floating around. Yeah, he was 15. You know, obviously his parents didn't bring him in and say, oh, well, you're doomed. In order to get anywhere, you have to be just like Christ, and there was only one of him, and that's it. You know, that's not true. We need to celebrate everybody's life. Everybody is a great being of light. You know, we are created by a divine being. And divine beings don't make junk. You know, but when we're told, you know, to keep us in control and to keep us downtrodden and always in fear, then we automatically think those things. But we have to take away that programming, take away that membrane that we accepted as the truth. It is not the truth of who we are. And we need to love ourselves. We are a divine being created by a divine being. Why would we not love who we are? No.
Well, I think a lot of it is just not feeling connected to the source, to God, you know. And so, and I think if we did feel that more connected to the divine, that we would love ourselves more and could even forgive ourselves more. I think it's about, we can forgive other people, but forgiving ourselves is, seems to be the hardest thing to do.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I was given permission to forgive my unforgivable self. Well, there shouldn't be anything in myself that is unforgivable.
Well,
I'm always doing the best I can do. I'm always doing the best I can do, and that's what everybody does until they learn a better way.
Yes.
So let's move the notch up higher. You know, let's really start remembering who we are, beautiful beings of light, multi-dimensional beings, not just a little body that's running around. We are renting the body. And we are here working, and we are here learning, and we are here teaching, and we are here investing. And why can't it be at the highest vibration? Why does it have to be in a lower vibration? It's a choice. I choose to be in the higher vibration. And because I love myself more. And it's easier to work in the higher vibrations, in the higher energies, than it is in the lower energies. So, you know, just that point alone, allowing myself to be at the highest vibrational being I can be, helps set the energy in motion for the planet, for everybody else to be that way. And as soon as the 100th person starts acting out of their integrity like that and their beingness, their authenticity, then that's when it's going to shift. That's when the dipper is going to dip, and then we'll be downhill. But we have to learn to love ourselves. Why shouldn't I love myself? You know, I do kind things for other people. I do kind things for myself. Thank you. So, you know, why can't we go to a higher level? Why should we be satisfied with where we were at?
Mm-hmm. And but as soon as you said that, why can't we love ourselves? You do these things. We can think of all the things that other people, you know, are doing, and we think it's great. But it's like if we pat ourselves on the back, well, then we've got all this pride, and we can't, you know, we're not supposed to be acting prideful like that. You know, who do you think you are? I mean, I can hear these voices going off, you know, and I think that, you know, we have really turned ourselves upside down on this, haven't we?
Well, you know, it just depends upon how you want to look at it. If you think that things are getting worse, then that's what you're going to be thinking, and that's what you're going to be creating, and things are going to get worse for you. That's the law of attraction. And if you think things are getting better all the time, that you're getting healthier all the time, that you're getting younger every day, then those things work for you. And it's like the 100th monkey syndrome. It takes, you know, we have to tip that scale. So,
well, I'm all for tipping that scale.
Yes, let's tip that scale. So, you know, when you go to bed at night, don't sit there and think of all the goof-offs you did all day, or your when you didn't look perfect, or when you fell down, or, you know, whatever happened to you that day. If you think about, oh, I can't believe I said that, or, oh, I wish I'd have said this, oh, blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that, all that just builds up. But if you are consciously striving to create a higher vibration, then that's what you're going to attract to you. You're going to attract that spiral to bring that energy to you. And you will eventually find somebody to tell you how to raise your vibration faster. Or I did, anyway. So this app, you know, I even heard that when Atlantis went down, that there were underground tunnels and pathways all through Europe, everywhere, and that they had initiations. You could go through these pathways and be initiated and trained into different ways to live, whether it's on a higher vibration, whether it's developing your gift of seeing, where you have inner sight, you could see in people's bodies, all those kind of things were all through those tunnels. And that when Atlantis went, that the tunnels were flooded. Okay, this energy is supposed to bring that information back up to the surface, or put it in places where it is more accessible than it is right now. I don't know what that means. I don't have a clue. But I can feel pods of energy or information opening up or portals opening up in different areas across the planet. I could feel that happening already. Now, if that's true, then that could be why everybody wants in Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, all that, because that's where the entrances are into those tunnels, caves, whatever you want to call them. So, and that was supposed to have been secret, a secret that has been carried over from Atlantis that's just now coming to the surface. So, Pam, whatever you want your world to be, I believe you can make it that way.
Yes,
I think if you
and
keep,
I believe we can too.
Yes.
I do, and I do
believe,
know that. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I just said that I feel like that we are, you know, maybe we are making it up as we go along. And if that's really the 100% case, then, you know, we're going to make it out of our consciousness. And if we've got in a great higher consciousness, then it's going to be a great life. And if it's in a low consciousness of fear and regret and anger, that's where we're going to be.
Yeah.
That's the life
and I'm making a, conscious choice not to create that way. I want things to be better. I want things to be prettier. I want things to be cleaner. I believe that as we work through this, and they say, you know, that right now in the age of consciousness, everybody's consciousness is raising, And I see that happening. I see more and more people paying it forward, or paying for the people behind you, or paying for the people in front of you, whatever. You know, that all that is the shift in the heart. And I believe that that shows us that the changes are coming. And, you know, and we create... My 15-year-old granddaughter is living with me now, and I'm just now being able to teach her about energy and about manifesting so fast. So I went to go to church, you know, a couple of weeks ago, and I was going through my closet, and I'm going, God, what, I need a blouse that has yellow in it. I don't have any blouses that have yellow in it, you know? And so by the time I got home that night, I had yellow in my shirt that I was wearing. I also had green and orange that wasn't there before. But I said, I need a yellow shirt. Well, hey, I got it that day as I wore it. That white shirt, it got yellow on it. That's how fast we're manifesting. We really have to be careful what we're thinking.
That's right.
Have you had any? Have you had
yeah.
that happen for you?
Well, I don't know. I just know that if I'm wanting something and I focus on it, intensely, the person will call or things will show up. In fact, I was thinking today about making some money, and I thought, well, I really need some extra money. And I, you know, I'm like, okay, I don't work on Mondays. What can I do to make some money? I mean, you know, this is just in my mind. I'm thinking of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I get home from running around today, and I thought, well, let me see what's in the mailbox. And I had a check in there from a client that I had completely forgotten about. And I thought, look at that. And I knew that, you know, I felt like that I had created that myself. I just thinking about it and wanting it, and then it shows up. That's the way I like for it to happen.
Yeah, that's how it works. I like it to work that way. And if we keep, you know, keeping our energy level up, staying positive,
yes.
focusing on what we want, not focusing on what we don't want, then that's going to create it. And they say, all of the channels that I've listened to say, you don't have to do anything anymore. You don't have to work on your stuff. You're going to get there. It's automatic. The energy is here. That's how it's going to be. Yeah, you're going to get there faster if you work at it, even if you don't work at it, or you're just spirituality is your hobby. Well, it's not my hobby. It's my life. But, you know, for years it was a hobby because I'd go to places, I would learn stuff, and I would stick it back in my notebook, and I would take it home and put it in the closet till I went to the next one, you know? And yeah. I went, oh, yeah, I got all these tools. Well, you know what? I have all those tools from before that I stopped using when I got new tools, but they all work. So, you know, it's important to keep your tool shed current and keep your tools in polished, ready-to-go order because you never know when you're going to use them. So we have to be able to do that, you know. And yeah, I forget to do things, you know. Like my granddaughter started, her hands started getting hot. She's starting to have energy moving through her hands. And so I took her to somebody. I said, tell her about this, because I knew they were running energy like that. Well, you know, when I started my quest in the 70s, I didn't have anybody to talk to about it. And I had to, we worked on ourselves I worked on myself all the time. I got the books of the great masters. I studied them. I worked with them. I worked with the Rays. And now there's 49 Rays. When I started working with them, we only knew about seven, or there was only seven of them in print that I could find. So all of this stuff, you know, it's coming. And it is benevolent energy, and it's just so exciting because if you walk past a portal, you know, you can get that information that's coming from in that portal, whatever it is, you know. And once you can see energy and see where the portals are, then you'll know where to go or sense them. So whether you see them, feel them, taste it, understand it, it doesn't matter. But we're all psychic. We all have a gift of being psychic. A lot of us turned it off. A lot of us were told, no, you can't do that. You can't see rainbows around people. You can't see angels standing behind people, you know, or in front of them, or wolves. Whatever you're seeing, or if you walk into a church and they have big angel statues and you see the angels talking to each other, well, if you tell your parents and they tell you, shut up, and hit you usually. But, you know, I have friends that still say that when they go into an old church, they can see the angels talking to each other. And I'm going, far out. I want to see that. Someday I will. It's just not this day, and that's okay. So, you know, it's all about energy. It's all about simple sacred geometry. You know, what do you want to create? How are you creating? Who are you creating with? I heard Drumbelow today talk about the energy coming in. He wasn't talking about the X. He's just talking about, you know, day-to-day stuff. But he was talking about how the difference in the energy is now and what it was and what it was in the 50s. It's just so exciting because the most exciting part is you can set your goals and decide what you want to do, but you don't have to decide how you're going to get there. You just set that goal down. I want to talk to the Dalai Lama. Or I want to talk to Bono, whoever, you know, just write those goals out. Let the universe bring it to you. Let the universe figure out how it's going to get there.
Well, I'm all
that's
into
how Mary
that.
Morrissey told us she did it.
Who is that?
Mary Morrissey told us that's how she did it. She wanted Wayne Dyer back 40 years ago or something, 20 years ago, to come to her little town in Utah or wherever she was, and she called to make an appointment, and his secretary said, "Well, he gets a $15,000 fee." So she didn't have no way to get $15,000 to get him to come where she was. But he had written this story about how his plane was taken out of commission for some reason, the one he was going to fly on, and he had to be in Chicago that night to speak to 5,000 people. And so they got bumped, and he couldn't get plane fare. He couldn't get anybody to help him, no matter how they routed him, to get him into Chicago. And finally, he just looked at the woman that was helping him, and he said, "Well, is there anybody here I can talk to that believes that they can get me into Chicago by this evening?" When the lady left, and about 20 minutes, another woman showed up. And he said, "Are you the woman that thinks that this is doable?" And she said, "We're going to see." So, yeah, he had to go three or four different airports, but she got him there that night. So Mary Morrissey was reading that, and so she wrote to Wayne Dyer and said, "I need to talk to whoever is there that believes Wayne Dyer can come speak in Utah for $1,000. And so Mary said she still has the original piece of paper that she sent him where he wrote on it, "You got me, Mary, I'll be there." And he showed up for $1,000 instead of $15,000, you know.
That's
so
right.
You never know.
Well,
you don't know what you know till you know it. You don't know what you can do till you try. So, you know, and I heard that story, and I was flying into Myrtle Beach for my son to have surgery, and we got iced in Chicago, and they said they couldn't get me out. I said, "Well, that's not acceptable, because I have my son is going into surgery at 7 o'clock, and I have to be there." Little girl looked up at me. She looked up over my head. She looked back at her computer screen, and her fingers went to flying. And I was in Myrtle Beach at 9 o'clock that night, much less the next morning. I didn't have any luggage with me or anything, but it didn't matter. I was there. That was what mattered. And, yeah, she knew she could help me. That's all I said. That's totally unacceptable. And, you know, I didn't get irate. I didn't scream. I didn't holler. I was totally unacceptable. And I hit her with that energy, and she gave me the energy I was requesting, and she got me there that night. So it can be done.
And I think the more that we do it, and well, I think too, when we ask for things and they show up like that, that really does build our faith. And I think if we have a strong enough faith, we can do anything, you know, the mustard seed thing. But I think that's a lot of it, yeah, that we just have to stretch our wings out there and see if we can create. Jackie, we've got a couple of people that want to talk to you. I'm going to bring Donna from California in for our time away from us. Okay. Hi, Donna.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
How are you, Donna? How can we help you?
I like your stories, how all that was put together and things just happened. That was wonderful.
Right. It's true.
Yeah. I wanted to know, I'm not in a relationship and I'm not working. I'd like to pick up a little part-time job, and I'd like to, you know, be in a relationship with a guy. Are you picking up anything on either one of these things?
Yeah, I see you getting a little part-time job, and it's totally different from anything you've ever done. So either get the newspaper and go through the classifieds or the want ads, and see if something pops up at you, or douse it if you can douse. And it's going to be a lot of fun, and you will meet a lot of guys in this job.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So it may work for you on two different levels.
Yeah.
You can do it way. You could do, you know, however you'd look for jobs. But get you a list and go down it and see what pops out at you.
Okay.
It'll have more. Yeah. But don't look for something you've already done. It's not that. You haven't done it yet.
Oh, okay.
And you're going to like it. But that's all I'm picking up. Yeah.
Okay, anything about a relationship?
Well, all those guys are going to be there, so. That's where you go if you want a relationship. You go where the guys are.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, great.
But make sure you would want to be in a relationship with you before you go trying to shop it around.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Definitely. I have a good relationship with myself.
Good. Excellent.
Yeah.
Pass that around.
Huh?
Teach people how to do that.
Yeah, well, yeah, a lot of it is acceptance and knowing the things that you can't change and, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be influenced by other people. I mean, you know, everybody, I don't compare myself with other people. I have a friend that does that, and oh my gosh. She compares herself to every person. Huh?
I bet they're miserable.
Yeah, to compare yourself? Oh my gosh. No.
Yeah, you're always coming up short.
Exactly.
Because we feel like we're lacking something, and that's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
You don't lack anything.
No.
You don't lack anything.
No,
and, well, you know, what I did, I told Source, okay, if I'm not supposed to be in a relationship, make me happy just where I'm at, you know. Make me happy without a relationship. Show me how to do that. And I did, and I had a really good time. I invite you to try that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, I travel by myself and I go places by myself, and yeah, it's okay.
It is, but it's also okay to do it in groups too. So.
Oh, yeah, that can be fun too.
Yeah.
That can be fun too.
Absolutely.
So, go
find somebody that enjoys something you do. Go to Meetup. Type in Meetup and see what's going on in your area. Maybe you'll find something there you want. Go to those places.
Yeah.
Okay. Guys do it all the time. There's not any reason why girls can't do it.
Uh-huh.
They do.
Yeah, I'm on a dating website, too.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Is it working for you?
Well, I haven't really gone out with anybody yet. You know, they pop up. I don't know. I'm not real comfortable with meeting somebody like that. But
well, you know, a lot of people find that it works good to go for coffee or go for pie or something like that. Not a big heavy date or anything, and make it public. You know, and let somebody know where you're going.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know,
yeah.
You just have to be smart about it. You don't need to be stupid.
Right.
Go look in the newspaper. See where the men are congregating and go see. Go see what they're looking at.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah.
Good. And tell your angels to bring you somebody to play with.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll do that.
All right, have a good time.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
You too. I appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
Well, all right, Donna, go out there, honey. Let's see, where are the men congregating now? I would think around a TV and a football game. That seems to be the big thing that's going on. So check that out. Hope she likes football, sports. Okay, we got another caller. Let's bring Ibitar in from Colorado. Hi, Ibitar.
Hi. Hi, Pam. Hi, Jackie.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Did you get moved?
No, I did not. I am in the process of manifesting this new place, and it hasn't showed up yet. My lease is up by the 30th, so I'm going to see what you're picking up. I'm supposed to go look at a place tomorrow.
It's a, huh? I was getting a hit when you said that. What did you just say?
I'm going to look at this place tomorrow that I saw.
Okay. I think, though, I know you don't want to hear this, but it feels like you're not going to find, you may, that may be the place, but you're, nothing's going to be set until the, after the 27th or the 28th, Ibitar. I don't know, I mean, that's when the new energy comes in. So that's what I'm picking up. I see a bowling alley, and I see the pins flying everywhere, like you hit a strike. You know, I just see they just went everywhere, like you hit a strike. So, and it feels, and it's after the 27th, 28th. That's what I'm getting. I can't wait for you to call and tell me what that was about.
Yeah, because, you know, that's the reason why I end up staying here and signing another 6 months lease is because of that energy, you know, and I was waiting for the energy to shift. You know, that's why I'm still here, because I didn't want to move and then turn around and have to move again. So you're saying that I probably won't sign anything until, like, because I think the 30th is on a Tuesday. Yeah, it's on a Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm picking up.
Yeah, well, you know, when we I've made my intentions to move this week, but, you know, when we decide we're going to do something, when to manifest something, we have to let go and stop trying to have control over how it's going to show up, and that's what I've done, you know.
That's right. Yeah.
That's what I've done, so I'm in alignment with that, you know, even though my
purpose.
Yeah, and I also wanted you to look at my body to see if you see any portals open.
There's one behind. I don't know what this means. There's a portal behind the left breast in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Towards the left, but that's the only one I'm seeing. It's pretty recent, isn't it?
I don't know if it's recent or not.
Okay.
So it's in my back?
Yeah. It's not really. It's behind the heart.
Okay, behind the heart. Okay.
That's to the left of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Not really in the back, but it's not in the front either. It's kind of like in the midway. Does that make sense to you? Are you feeling it? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it's yellow. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
I don't usually see color, so.
Mm-hmm. So it needs to be closed?
I don't think so. You want it closed?
I don't know. I know some portals don't need to be open because when they open, the other things can, you know, come in and out. So,
well, that's an information portal right there.
Huh?
This is an information portal. It's bringing you information.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of that lately.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. I don't think I'd shut it down, but, you know, it's you and your body. You know what you need.
Yeah, it's a lot coming in right now.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure there's no other, you know, portals open where other things are coming in that don't need to be, you know, that's not in alignment with, you know,
my ego. I don't feel it. Everything seems to be in alignment with you right now.
Okay. Good to know.
Yep. Yeah, because you got big stuff coming.
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
You're feeling right.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Yeah, I'm feeling it. And what I've learned how to do is just be patient and allow, you know, what you're manifesting to come out, to come forth.
Yeah, until it, I don't like this word. Ask if there's one specific, ask, okay, there's something that needs to be removed. Ask what, I can't get this out. Ask, ask if there's anything in your way right now. To have it removed and released.
Okay, in my way in terms of manifestation or in my way in terms of me moving or just in my way, period?
In your way, period.
Okay.
And that'll cover all of it.
Okay.
See how that covers all of it?
Yes. Yes, and I will be asking.
So if there's anything that needs to be... Whatever needs to be removed out of your way, ask for it to be released immediately.
Oh.
So be it.
Okay.
So it is.
Okay. I will.
It feels like a little, like you're tuned in, but there's still a little bit of static on the line, and you want to tune just a little bit finer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of clearing.
Yeah.
A lot of past life stuff that's lingering. That's what that static is you're picking up.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just, can you do this? Can you just blow it all out of your way. That's what you're doing, blowing it anyway. Spitting it up.
Well, I feel it moving, too.
Yep. There
okay.
you go.
Yeah, all righty.
All right, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Let me know.
Thank you. Okay.
Let me know what happens at the end of the month.
I
want to know what the bowling team is about.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Yeah, love you.
Colin Ibitart. And if you want to get in touch with Jackie at the end of the month, you can reach her at 901-848-5354. That's Jackie Boyd at 901-848-5354. Well, that was really interesting about that, what picking up on those energies. You know, I think that is so amazing, you know, the things that we can do and feel and sense, you know. And you've been doing this for so long. You're so tuned in and amazing. I love it. You know, when you were talking about back in the 70s, well, I remember I go back into the 60s and I had lived in this little town up in East Tennessee, and my sister, I was so depressed, and she said, you need to meditate. And I didn't know how to meditate or anything, and that was just like kind of new to me too. But it sounded, I would try anything at that point. And I found a book on yoga. And today I did a yoga class, and I reminisced about my first book I got and sitting down in my living room floor up in the country and just trying to do these exercises, and some I did right and some I didn't. But it definitely brought back a great memory, but also to show me that was what really got me on this path was getting into that, getting into yoga. And, I mean, it helped pull me out of the big depression, and I saw a spirit entity when I was doing it. I mean, it was a great time for me. And that's when I got opened up then.
You were where?
Up in East Tennessee, my hometown, Kingsport.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there was nothing there.
Well, you know,
nobody.
If our angels have used every trick in the book to get us to where we are. So I know. I got my hook in was reading A World Beyond by Ruth Montgomery, which I thought was going to be a sci-fi book, and it was real far out sci-fi. It was about energy and working with energy, and that's the first I read about the other side. And that coupled with hearing about a lecture, and they were going to teach me how to do psychometry and read auras. Well, after I got there, I figured out, I learned at the age of 8 to read auras off the back of a comic book. And in psychometry, I just saw it, because I'm clairvoyant, I just feel everything, and I can hold an object and tune into it, and I've always been able to do that. And, you know, I was in a restaurant one time, and this guy said, can you do psychometry? I said, yes, I can. And he said, here, and he threw me his wallet. Well, I started picking up Europe and this castle and all this stuff, and I started telling him what I was picking up, and he goes, I was in that castle, and I knew what was in the next room every time. It was like I had been there before. I said, yeah, because you had been there before. And he goes, oh, my God. I said, well, you know, and all those things that happened that I described, you know, while I was holding his wallet, all those things had happened. And he probably wasn't 25 years old then, you know. We were in Texas, but somehow he had gotten overseas, been through the castle. I said, yeah, and you knew what was next in each room, didn't you? And he goes, how'd you know I knew that? I said, I can feel it in your wallet. I don't know. It just works that way. And, you know, all I have to do is touch you, and I can tell everything I want to know about you, if I want to know it. But I don't want to know it, so that's not opened up to me all the time. It's only opened up to me when I need it or you need the information. So.
Well, I think that's great, and that you did start developing that, and which it was later for me to get things to, you know, going. But that's when I first opened up, and I can remember that. And there was nothing out there in Tennessee. There was no books about any of this. That book about Ruth Montgomery, I remember reading that, but that was a lot later on. But, I got to where I wanted to read everything and anything that was metaphysical. I mean, it's just like I knew I was, you know, hearing my truth.
Right, and metaphysical, you know, means everything outside of the physical. Meta means everything outside of the physical, metaphysical. And I wanted to know about that. I was like a sponge. Help me, help me. I need more, I need more, I need more. You know, just for oxygen, just so I could stay on the planet. Ooh, I was so excited.
Well, we are going to wind down the show now, Jackie. It's been a fast hour. You've shared some great stuff with us. And I'm really excited about these new energies that are coming in. I know they are. I'm feeling it too. And we'll be talking to you soon. And I want to thank you for helping us and sharing your good information. And I want to ask Annie, are you there? Did you want to say hi?
Sorry, it's taking forever to get my button to go
there
on.
There you go.
Hi, Jackie. What a great show, honey.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, honey. I'm great. How are you?
Good, good.
Good. And, yes, this is a great show tonight. I loved everything you're sharing. I'm excited about the new energy. That sounds great.
It is.
I did write, you had said on the thing where you did, like, the drop of blood or whatever, you said your name or on the new machine. You said your name, the birthday, month, and date. And what was the third thing?
Where you were born.
Where
you are, but where you were born.
Okay.
But the drop of blood is different. That's coming. I haven't seen that, but I've seen it where it types in, and you just type in the name, the date, and where they were born, and then it starts scanning, and it brings up all these information about them. It's phenomenal. Now, the blood.
It sounds it.
That's still coming, too, but it's just the information shared at the Ozark Research Institute School of Thought was just unbelievable. The things that are coming, the things that people are figuring out how to do, and it's just unbelievable. All these people, you know, that have been in our past, like Dr. Emoto and Tana Kruger and all those people, you know, that were working, you know, it's technology is catching up to their work, and it's blending, and it's just so exciting, so exciting. We're so lucky to be in body right now on the planet. This is the time to be here.
And I'm glad to hear that because, you know, it's really hard to get anybody to feel that way that I'm around anyway, you know?
Yeah.
Just around people who don't appreciate having this time, you know?
Yes. Well, I tell your angels to bring you more people to play with, more like-minded people to play with.
Okay. I can do that.
I know you can. It'll be fun. It will be fun. Okay, what else?
So, well, that's all. I'm still just, you know, going right along here. Every day is a new day.
Every day.
So, I'm glad to have you on the show. You did great.
As always. Thank you, Jackie. And I want everyone to tune in next Monday. We have a great medium that's going to be on the show. Her name is Melanie Mitchell, and I know you'll enjoy her. So be sure and...
Well, she pegged me. She was good on me. She nailed me.
That's
Melody
right.
did when I talked to her.
Yes.
Because that was when I was going crazy, and she'd go, oh, well, you asked for some time off. Oh, yes, I did. Thank you very much. Good
you
night.
You did. I was doing
Bye.
That. That was great. Just like she told you, you were doing it right and was afraid you weren't. I know. Well, okay. Well, thank you again, Jackie. And everybody have a great week. And thank you. And Annie, thank you. And everybody's called in.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Okay. Good night.
Bye.
Love you.
Good
Love
night.
You.
Have a great week. Blessings.
Well, got the music going.
Here we go.
Well, maybe that was... Well, hold on. The music don't want to play. There we go.